I choose to love all unconditionally in my world. I choose to love all unconditionally in my world. Why do I say I choose to love all unconditionally in my world? What sort of thing would I do to love all unconditionally in my world? That means that every person that I look at, I see them as good and very good, a reflection of me. Because inside of myself, I know who I am. Inside of myself, I know what my thoughts are about myself. Inside of myself, I know that I am a lovely person. Now, with that same love that I see for myself inside myself, I love every single person on the face of the globe. I love every animal. I love God. Oh, yes. Do I love God really? Do I really love God? Do I really care about God? Do I really know God and understand what God is? It's something that we oftentimes overlook and we oftentimes pay no attention to. We oftentimes pay no attention to loving God and realizing that just what God is. Do I know what God is? Do I know what God is and how God works? Do I know why God works that way? And when I think about why God works that way, what do I think about myself? What do I think about who I am? What do I think about why I am who I am? What do I think about what makes the world go round? What makes everything beautiful in life? What do I think about it? I choose to unconditionally love all in my world. I look at movies occasionally, and there are videos that we have on our screen. And when I look at these videos, sometimes they're a little violent. Sometimes they're kind of anxious. Sometimes they're not very, very happy. And I say to myself, why do I watch things that are violent or not very happy? And then I look at things and I say, can I look beyond the violence? Can I look beyond the unhappiness? Because those are the things that will come from time to time in my life or in the life of those around me. And if I can live my life untouched by any violence that might appear around me, that I can be so magical that I look at life and I look right through the appearance to the reality. We watched a movie about a little boy and his dog last night. And the movie was a very gentle movie. The boy was 9 years old, and he got a dog for his birthday. And all sorts of tough things happened to him. His father said, no, you're not old enough to have a dog. we take the dog back because you're not ready for it. Well, the little boy found it was very difficult to have the dog taken away from him. And he was a person who was alone in the family. He's an only child. And the family had its problems. And if you looked at the problems of the family, you would see things tough. But when you look at the mother, and here her husband returned from service and had his leg blown off, and he was not too happy about that. And she had a happiness in her heart that he is home. She had a happiness in her heart to give the dog to the boy. She had a happiness in her heart to go do the plumbing and do all sorts of things that had to be done without thinking, I'm a woman, I can't do those things. I shouldn't do those things. My husband should do those things. She didn't think that at all. She loved him. She loved her child. She loved her husband. She loved her home. She loved her life. She was a woman full of sparkle and full of joy. Oh, she had her tense moments from time to time, but she was a woman of sparkle and joy, a woman who was truly magnificent, one who was truly a joy to have in the family. Oh, yes. Now, did she look beyond the appearances. Yes, she loved her husband. She loved her husband even with his problem, even with his inability to have a problem, have a leg blown off in the war, and live and realize that he's appreciated for who he is, what his attitude is about life, not his leg. And the outer thing was just a symbol of change. And as the movie progressed, the husband changed. He became aware of himself, and he became aware of life, and he had good values. And the boy had good values. And whereas the neighborhood children were picking on the boy and making it hard for him, his dog and he did wonderful things. And they had fun together, and they lived together, and they enjoyed together. And as they did these things together, what happened? As they did these things together, they experienced happiness. They experienced joy. They looked beyond the appearances. They looked all beyond those things that might have been disturbing, and truly were disturbing to many things. Instead of looking at the story, you say to yourself, look, I know this is a movie, and I know that it's going to work out okay at the end. I know that everything is going to be beautiful. I know that the normal facilities of life are going to take place, and it's going to be beautiful and going to be good. I choose to unconditionally love all in my world, and I look past all of the illusions. In fact, I don't look at the illusions at all, to look past them. I just look at all of the beautiful things that are going on. I look at all of the lovely people that are there. I look at all the lovely circumstances. I look at all the fantastic ideas that are being there. Have I the ability to unconditionally love everything? For that's what it really is. I start out first by unconditionally loving myself. And when I unconditionally love myself first, I find that everything works out in a beautiful way. When I unconditionally love myself first, and I put aside all thoughts that might be distressing or disturbing, I put aside all thoughts that might be not uplifting to me or making me feel good, I put aside all those thoughts because they have no place in my world. They have no place in my life. They have no place in my experience. And I put them aside. I choose to unconditionally love all in my world. And as I unconditionally love all in my world, so they are. My world, my life, is like a movie. Yes, my world and my life are like a movie. And as they are like a movie, it is something I can look beyond. It is something I can know, this too shall pass. These things are momentary. And so I live loving all in my world. And the more that I unconditionally love everyone else in my world, the more I am unconditionally loved by my world. Because I have to set the parameters. I have to set the outstanding ideas that guide my life, that bring joy into my life. I have to set all of the purposes that are going to bring forth in my world that which I am, that which I know, and that which is. Because it's only me that makes my world beautiful. It's only me with my unconditional love that brings happiness into my life. It's only me as I look at everything in the world and I see it good and very good, and I call it that way. And I look at life like a movie and I say, they have written good things into it. It's going to end all right. It's going to come out all right. It's just if you hang in there now to remember that this is just an illusion. It's just a fantasy. It's just a movie. That's all our life is. And so as we listen to our life, and as we hold true to our life, and as we know that our life is all good and all beautiful, then that's just the way our life will be. And that's just the way our life is. Join me in this conviction, in this knowingness, and realize that your life is an illusion. And as you look past the illusion, you see the reality, and you see that it is all good and very good, with your unconditional love guiding you on your walk through your life. Have a grand day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.